Listening friends, I have been looking forward to this episode all year. I am absolutely thrilled to share that my book, Podcasting for Business, is officially available for pre-order. This book has been percolating in the back of my brain for years, and now, with the help of an amazing book coach, Amy Collette of Unleash Your Inner Author, it is ready to go. The official launch date is on September 10th, and I have some fun things planned in between then and now, but today, I wanted to share one of my favorite chapters with you. My name is Megan Doherty, and this is The Company Show, where we talk about how to make podcasting easier and more profitable for your business. All right, now the excerpt is coming right up. First, I wanted to tell you about where and how you can pre-order the book in case while you're listening, you find yourself so incredibly dazzled that you simply cannot wait. It's all at podcastingforbusiness.com/book. That's podcastingforbusiness.com/book, along with the details about how to turn your pre-order into a free ticket to the Podcasting for Business conference, which I'll tell you more about at the end of this episode. But for now, let's move on to podcast value math from the upcoming Podcasting for Business book by myself, Megan Doherty. Have you ever heard that quote from Peter Drucker, "You can't improve what you don't measure"? I couldn't agree with it more. In order to make something better, you have to know what your baseline is and what your goals are. Without good measurement, you won't be able to accurately identify how far you've come. This is the principle that underlays the entire business podcast blueprints concept. Your podcast can be tweaked and refined to provide specific business outcomes in a way that you can clearly measure. And I call this process podcast value math. Like all math, it's got variables. The first variable is the value. What makes podcasting valuable to you? The second is the specific parts of your podcast that create or facilitate that value. And the final variable, or perhaps it would be more correct to say the mathematic operators, the plus and the minus, the multiplication signs, are the actions that you take to alter your show to change the value it creates and how. The result is the amount of value being created by your podcast. In other words, how much of you want is the podcast generating? In this book, I've done the podcast value math for 15 different metrics or business outcomes that you might want to optimize for so that you can take them and run. But I also want you to understand the thinking that went into them so that you can optimize your podcast for whatever it is you happen to want. Let's go through each of these variables in a little bit more detail. Variable one. What is the value? Well, it's up to you. Value can be anything you want it to be. Most of the work I do at One Stone Creative and Podcasting for Business, and what you'll find in the Podcasting for Business book, revolves around business value. Things like sales cycle length, number of referrals, promotional opportunities, SEO, labor cost, brand awareness, things like that. And we're going to be reviewing all of those and more in the later chapters. But it's not an exhaustive list. There are all kinds of different value, business, personal, and otherwise, that you can measure using this method. Maybe it's new business ideas or potential hires for your company, or it's moments of joy in what feels like a chaotic world. Maybe it's the reach of your message or the number of people you can impact or the number of fans who recognize you in public. There are no wrong answers. You're the boss of your podcast, and there's no one standing over your shoulder saying you must find it valuable for this reason. Podcast value math always works when you can identify what is valuable to you and what within your show is creating that value. Variable two is the parts of the show that are creating that value. What about the show is creating the value that you want? What specific parts in the planning, the workflow, the recording, the promotion, or the repurposing impact the type of value you care about? If I'm looking at a business outcome or value, like labor cost savings, for example, what parts of the podcast can create it? One part is in the planning when I decide what content to create that can be easily repurposed for team members to refer clients and community members to. And another part is in the recording where I make sure that I'm creating easy to separate segments that the production team can turn into short form videos that we can then add to a serve-yourself content library. If I'm looking at sponsorship dollars as another example, then one part that creates value is planning to make sure that my content topics are aligned with both potential sponsors and my audience. Another is investing in quality production that brands will want to be associated with, and a third is the size and engagement rates of my audience, as well as my knowledge of them. Stepping away from the business side, if I'm looking at times that I laughed and felt joy, the parts of the podcast that create value might be in the preparation when I find pleasure in writing and editing a script, or during recordings when I get to connect with the people I have as guests, or when I post my favorite parts of episodes on social media and my community responds and adds their own experiences to mine. So what within your podcast is creating the value that you want? Is it the people you speak to or the work you and your team do surrounding the podcast? Is it in the promotion and repurposing or engagement with your community? Really think about it and try to isolate the specific things that facilitate the creation of that value. This is going to be different for every person and for every podcast, and you can't get it wrong. It's your podcast. When you know what those things that create value are, then the fun, or the real work, depending on your stripe, can begin. Because if you know exactly what causes the value, you can start tracking it. For my labor cost savings example, I might track how often my team members refer people to podcast episodes or the play times of the different videos we created with specific answers to different questions, or even the total time spent on customer service within my team to see how that changes over time. For the sponsorship dollar example, I can track the episodes that have the highest click-through rates when I email about them, and the length of time between pitching a sponsor and getting a response, as well as the rates that I can command of sponsors because of my quality and how well-defined my niche is. For the times that I laughed or experienced joy, I can look at the specific topics that I was working with when it happened, the specific people I was talking to, or the particular questions I asked, and start to see patterns and trends so that I can do more of them. The trick is to identify the specific actions or elements that create value that you can measure, and then to develop both the infrastructure to capture that information and the habit of tracking it every time it actually happens. Now, that infrastructure can be a spreadsheet. I like having one as part of the episode guide for easy cross-referencing, or a database, or however you like to organize your information. The habit just takes diligence. When you have the data, you can identify patterns, measure progress, and make decisions so your podcast creates more of what you want, whatever that is. Without the data, you cannot measure, and without the measuring, you cannot effectively change or improve your podcast to create more of what you want. This brings us to our third variable, or the operators of the equation, the things we do with the parts of our podcast that create value to alter how much of that value the podcast creates. For the labor cost savings example, we determined that the parts of the show that create value are how often my team members refer people to podcast episodes, the playtime of audiograms we created with specific questions and answers, and the total time spent on customer service. So how can I alter or optimize those things to create more of the value I want from my show? To increase how often my team refers podcast episodes, I can ensure that instructions for when and how to do so are included in our customer service documentation, and make sure that there's clear indexing of which podcast to use for different situations. To increase the playtime of audiograms, I can make them available on different platforms and make sure they're searchable so that people find the one they need very easily. I can also increase the number of audiograms that I have available by recording more content that serves that purpose. To improve the total time spent on customer service, I can consult with the team about which topics they are discussing most frequently with clients and create content specifically for those issues that they can use. For sponsorship dollars, we determine that the value is created by click-through rates when sharing about episodes, the length of time between pitching a sponsor and getting a response, and the rates that I can command because of niche definition and engagement. To increase click-through rates, I can workshop my titles and calls to action, as well as the frequency and number of platforms that I'm sharing this content on. To improve my response time from potential sponsors, I can keep my sponsorship information deck updated with current show data, testimonials, client information, and previous sponsors. To improve the rates I can command, I can spend extra time engaging with my audience and getting to know them, and then seek out sponsorship partners I know will resonate and expand my sponsorship package to include more touch points with the audience where I know they are the most engaged. Finally, for the times I laughed or experienced joy, we determined that what creates value is the specific topics, people I talked to, and questions that sparked a laugh or a good feeling. To increase the amount of value that the podcast creates in this instance, I just need to identify the patterns in those topics, the people, and the questions I was talking to, and include more of them in my episodes. Identify the value, determine what creates the value, and optimize what creates that value to get more of it. The process of clearly identifying and tracking value generated by a podcast is completely goal agnostic. You can track anything. It's why the benevolent forces of the universe gave us spreadsheets. If you want to track something that isn't outlined here, go for it. When you understand and use podcast value math, you can optimize for and track anything you want to. That's what makes it so fun and so powerful. I hope that you enjoyed this and that you found it useful. This is just one of dozens of chapters in Podcasting for Business, which is currently available for pre-order. And if you decide to order between now and September 10th, our official launch day, I have a gift I'd like to give you, a free ticket to this year's Podcasting for Business conference. Once you pre-order the book, just go to podcastingforbusiness.com/book and fill out the form you'll find there. You'll be sent a coupon code to get 100% off your ticket to the Podcasting for Business conference. And it's going to be a great event this year. We have an incredible lineup of speakers, networking events, and workshops, all virtual and all recorded, and all yours for free with a pre-order of Podcasting for Business at $9.99. That's not a bad deal, if I say so myself. All of the details, again, are at podcastingforbusiness.com/book. That's podcastingforbusiness.com/book. And I'll be back next week with another expert interview. As always, I've been your host, Megan Doherty, and this is The Company Show, which is produced by the whole team at One Stone Creative. If you've enjoyed this episode, the best way you can support the show is to share it with someone that you think should have a podcast.